So let's talk about the next module where you actually gave the talk, which looked at therapy beyond CDK and particularly the issue of alpelisib and the mutation testing, et cetera. Can you talk about what you consider state of the art in terms of managing patients who are progressing on a CDK inhibitor plus endocrine therapy? First, I'll ask you, any kind of mutation testing, liquid biopsies you think might be a consideration?
Yeah, so, you know, the availability of alpelisib, the PIK3CA targeted drug, has really changed our approach to some of the genomic testing. You know, we largely had been doing that as a research tool. We certainly encountered a lot of patients who'd had genomic profiling of their tumor. But in ER-positive breast cancer, the mutations are fairly uncommon. It's not a disease where you see tons and tons and tons of random mutations or even consistent mutations. What you see is ESR1 mutations. And of course, what we also knew was that a lot of patients had PIK3CA mutations. About 30% of ER-positive cases will harbor such a mutation. So first-line treatment, I think, is a CDK4/6 inhibitor with endocrine therapy. And then at some point during their course of treatment, we also now determine the PIK3CA status of the tumor. That can be done on the primary tumor block with traditional genomic testing, if you will. But increasingly, we've actually been using the liquid biopsy available from several commercial vendors. And that's a very nice readout for whether or not a PIK3CA mutation is present. Obviously, a negative study, there are still false negatives in that space because you don't always have cell-free DNA circulating in the plasma. But a positive study is very informative and would justify the use of alpelisib once the patient's already finished with their CDK4/6 inhibitor treatment.